Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
If you took President Xi Jinping and turned him upside down and shook him, the World Health Organization would fall out of his pocket.
Well, well, look who it is.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, we're the party that's speaking out against hate and division and bigotry and racism and anti-Semitism.
Oh, that's rich!
We are an interconnected world. And we stay interconnected by travel. So travel is really very important. And the gateway to safe travel is to get vaccinated.
Seems a little crazy.
The crazy people are the ones that are vaccinated still wearing six masks in New York City. I mean, to be honest with you.
From swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. One more thing on the high prices. AAA is saying that the Memorial Day gas prices are going to be the highest in 17 years. Airline fares for Memorial Day weekend are up year-to-year 14%. Thank you, Joe Biden. Elections have consequences. So, time now for the Chump Line.
Apparently, the George Floyd anniversary celebration was BYOB, bring your own bullets.
Yeah, you've heard that. We haven't played the sound cut, but the guy was doing a live shot, and all of a sudden, the gunfire breaks out. And not just one shot, I mean, multiple shots. And the guy was pretty good. He said, it looks like it sounds like it's coming from two different guns. And he was doing a live shot from George Floyd Square in Minneapolis, where the businesses are not real happy because apparently there's a lot of crime in the neighborhood.
Schumer and Pelosi are eating high off the hog. They think anyone outside the Beltway is living in a fog. They expect us to cower as they wield their power. But fear not, these two will soon fall off their log.
I certainly hope so. I wish we could have prevented them from mounting their logs in the first place. It would be a lot more pleasant long weekend that we're about to begin. But I guess we just have to make do. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, looking forward to seeing drastic price cuts on face masks, to hearing commercials start with "now that we're back to normal" instead of "during these special times" and smelling legal backyard barbecues. It feels great, don't it?
I contribute to the environment by only running regular in the Flying Squirrel, not high test.
Yeah. Is he still flying commercial back to Martha's Vineyard this weekend? I just wonder.
Lovey, today is the 55th anniversary of the Beatles' Colonel Pepper's Lonely Spades Club Band. After that Dylan telethon earlier this week, I would think Ginger's Carr would play some of the greatest hits off this album, such as Wild Horses, Dream On, Light My Fire, and of course the Beatles' greatest hit, Daydream Believer.
Hey, we're the Monkees. People say we monkey around. Used to listen to that on. I used to listen to that. I'm talking to the Springfield people. I used to listen to that on WHYN. They played it about every 15 minutes. Now they play Howie Carr 4 hours a day. It's quite an upgrade.
Of course, the Democrats think their anti-Semitism is not real. It's just an idea.
Yeah, did they run that one? Too bad that Senator Robert Byrd isn't around any longer for David Cicilline to run that by him. He was the former exalted cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan. What was the Ku Klux Klan's policy statement on Jewish people? About the same as Ilhan Omar's and the Rashida Tlaib's, I think. And hey. Al Sharpton's.
Hey, Howie, I don't know why everyone's crying about inflation and the prices through the roof. We're getting all this free money from the government.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, it's coming out of the sky. Wow, it's like a golden age. In case you don't recall, in addition to referring to the classical Greeks as Greek homos, Al Sharpton also said the Hasidic Jews living in Brooklyn were diamond merchants. And in Harlem, he said some of the landlords on 125th Street, the main drag, they were white interlopers.
We built pyramids where Donald Trump ever knew an architect to run. We taught philosophy and astrology and mathematics before Socrates and them Greek homos ever got around.
That's Al Sharpton. And by the way, did you notice he didn't say astronomy? He said astrology.
Hello. Thank you for calling the World Health Organization. For a list of the latest coronavirus variants, press 1. For directions to the Wuhan wet market, press 2. To speak to Dr. Fauci, press 3.
By the way, who really believed that the virus ever came out of the Wuhan wet market? Did anyone ever seriously believe that? And where does Governor Cuomo stand? You remember he said, what do they call it, the Chinese virus? It comes out of Italy. Remember that? Does he stand by that statement?
Gee, shortages of everything, gas through the roof, crime is up, rioting in the streets. But, must say, no more mean tweets.
And that's what's really important, isn't it? Just ask Karen.
Howie, Governor LePage calling. So the Democrats up in Augusta are requiring lawmakers to cover their faces to get in. What is this, a Robert Byrd dinner party?
It's a frat party at Governor Northam's fraternity at the med school. You either come in blackface or wear a Klan hood, or in Northam's case, both.
Hey, Howie, I keep hearing the Democrats talk about the big lie. I'm confused. Is that there's no crisis at the border? Is that the Wuhan wet market released the virus? Or is that the world's going to end in 12 years if we don't spend trillions on climate change?
12 years? I didn't know we had that long. I thought it was down to like 9. Didn't someone get it down to 9 recently?
Riddle me this. Why does a chicken coop only have 2 doors? Well, if it had 4 doors, it would be a chicken sedan.
Wow. I'm sure that joke has been around for about 80 years. I've never heard it before, but it sounds like one of those golden oldies.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
Okay, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you would like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And what you do is you dial that number, press 2, leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message just now or you want to hear more messages, go to our second Chump Line of the day. We call it Chopped Chumps, all new messages that didn't make it today. In the broadcast version, Chopped Chumps is posted every night around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Get your Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, looking forward to seeing drastic price cuts on face masks, to hearing commercials start with, now that we're back to normal, instead of during these special times, and smelling legal backyard barbecues. It feels great, don't it?
Hey, Howie, I don't know why everyone's crying about inflation and the prices through the roof. We're getting all this free money from the government.
Yeah, you know, you got a wheelbarrow, an old wheelbarrow in your shed or your garage. You haven't been using it for years. You know, if the way things are going, you'll be able to take it, to fill it up with cash and take it down to the supermarket to get a quart of milk like they used to do in Weimar Republic, Germany, back in the 20s and 30s. Sitting is the new smoking. These days, we are sitting working on our computers more than ever. Let me tell you about my new favorite office chair, the Backstrong chair. You know that stiff feeling you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone with the Backstrong chair from All 33. And when I get out of the chair to walk around, my body doesn't hurt. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pain in your hips, back, and shoulders, but not the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. The Backstrong was a result of 5+ years of prototyping and research, working with pain patients and testing to arrive at patented sit-in-motion technology that positions the hips into natural, ideal alignment for healthy sitting. Do you sit more than 4 hours a day? Do you get up from your chair feeling tired, drained, unmotivated? Do you have back pain or lose feeling in your legs because you're sitting for extended periods of time? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need this, the Backstrong chair. It's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office, backed by hundreds of 5-star reviews, 60-day money-back guarantee. Save $100 plus get free shipping when you use the discount code Howie. To get yours, go to backstrong.com today. It's the best chair you can possibly sit in. Again, get $100 off and free shipping by going to backstrong.com and using discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr.
When you're slapped, you'll take it and like it.
Howie Carr is back.
Forget grocery store crowds. Choose from over 25 chef-created recipes every week with HelloFresh. You'll get a box on your doorstep filled with fresh, pre-portioned ingredients that, in as little as 20 minutes, will become delicious meals. Get 12 free meals, including free shipping, with code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. One of the listeners sends me emails. She's become a big fan of HelloFresh, and she said she decided to take a chance. She wasn't real confident. She ordered the trout, and she said she had a backup meal just in case the trout didn't work out. And she said it was fantastic, though, nonetheless.
Yeah, I haven't had a bad meal from them yet.
No, I haven't either. And, trout, that is kind of tricky, you know? I mean, but it comes frozen, so it's all set. All right. So the poll question today, Taylor, is?
How much money per month would you be willing to contribute to the prevention of climate change? $0, 1 to 10, or more than 10?
And this is based on a Washington Times story. 1/3 of Americans unwilling to spend $1 to fight climate change. I am with.
Do I hear 50 cents?
No. I don't think, you know, George Wallace used to say there's not a dime's worth of difference between the two parties. There's not a dime's worth of difference between me giving a dime and not giving a dime, or giving however much money I had and not giving anything. It's the human race is not going to decide the climate of the planet, period.
98% say they wouldn't give a thing.
All right. 844-500-4242. I want to play a few cuts here, and before we go back to the lines, I want to keep going back to this guy, Chipman, who's the nominee for ATF, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. So when we left him, he was unable to define assault weapons for Senator Kennedy of Louisiana. So after Senator Kennedy just throws in the towel and gives the time back to the chair, they let Chipman, he goes through his notes, I guess, and comes up with the definition, cut 20.
There's a demand letter 3 program, which requires multiple reports, multiple sale reports on the southwestern border. And ATF in that program has defined an assault rifle as any semi-automatic rifle capable of accepting a detachable magazine above the caliber of .22, which would include a .223, which is, you know, largely the AR-15 round.
To which Senator Cotton replies, 24.
I'm amazed that that might be the definition of assault weapon. That would basically cover every single modern sporting rifle in America today.
And he follows it up. He's from Arkansas, which is the home of Walmart. So he would naturally make the observation anyway, cut 25.
So I've been in Walmarts and I've been in Cabela's, and I've seen that you can find sections for pistols or handguns or for shotguns or for rifles, because those are actual kinds of firearms. I think our exchange here illustrates that there really is no such thing as an assault weapon. That is a term that was manufactured by liberal lawyers and pollsters in Washington to try to scare the American people into believing that the government should confiscate weapons that are wildly popular for millions of Americans to defend themselves and their families and their homes.
Amen. Cotton has been great lately, hasn't he? He was shunned in polite society a year ago for saying that the virus likely got out of the Wuhan lab. And now he's not the toast of the town, but they're all slinking away from their cheap shots against him, saying he traffics in conspiracy theories. And this guy Chipman, isn't he supposed to be a career employee of ATF? How can he not know anything about this? I mean, why don't they ask him, name me an unfiltered cigarette, Mr. Chipman. I mean, tobacco, right? What's the top-selling tobacco in a can? Hint, he was married to Queen Victoria. Prince Albert, right? I mean, does he know any of this stuff? What kind of bird has a cigar named after him? Oh, you know that. Yeah, but I mean, does Chipman know any of this stuff? What about alcohol? What's the largest selling beer in America, Mr. Chipman? No, he didn't know that. He didn't know any of this stuff. 844-500-4242. Oh, Lord. At Hannaford today in Bangor, Hannaford, that's a supermarket, obviously. One couple, I saw the guy not wearing a mask and the girl with one under her nose. I guess it's like a security blanket for some people. Yeah, that's another weird thing you see. And I'm hoping that this is going to be a phenomenon that will soon be in the rearview mirror. But you see people walking along the street, a couple, and one of them has a mask on and the other one doesn't have a mask on. And they're obviously a couple. How does that work? I mean, it just seems like there would be, you know, you go one way or the other way. But I mean, why aren't they arguing as they're walking along?
My wife does that. She'll wear a mask into the grocery store. I'll wear one in. Well, I used to wear one in and then take it off as soon as I got in, you know, past the bouncer. But she just didn't want to get hassled.
I understand that, but I mean, when you're out on, I see it out on the sidewalk though. People just taking a walk, you know,
those people are crazy.
Yeah, there are so many crazy people out there. I see, you know, and I still think to myself especially as I see kids walking by without wearing masks. I think I turn to the mailroom manager and I say, what's the number of the snitch line? I've got to tell Governor Parker about this. I see kids that are walking down the street laughing and they're not wearing masks. Or you'll see one kid that has a mask around his neck and the two kids with him don't have any masks whatsoever. It's great. I want to see no masks, no necks, no wrists, nowhere, no masks, no how. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, when he left office, Dwight David Eisenhower in 1961 made this famous speech, and it's often quoted, beware the military-industrial complex. And I never knew until today that there's a lot more to that speech than just the military-industrial complex. And when I read some excerpts from it, I see why it doesn't make the alt-left media too often, because they're talking about he was very prescient. You think of him as a really boring guy, and I know he ran the Allied effort in World War II because he was kind of an administrator guy. Better, he didn't clash personality-wise like a Douglas MacArthur or a Monty from the field marshal of the Brits. But he really was a smart guy. Obviously, you're gonna be amazed. This was 60 years ago. This is Dwight David Eisenhower talking about what else we had to worry about as we moved into the future beyond the military-industrial complex. Cut 38.
The prospect of domination of the nation's scholars by federal employment, project allocations, and the power of money is ever present and is gravely to be regarded.
Yeah.
We must also be alert to the...
So, you hear people say, if I write something saying the world's coming to an end in 10 years, I can get $10 million for my research. If I say this is a bunch of BS, I'm not even going to get tenure. I'm not going to be teaching at a high school. I'm not going to be teaching at a community college. So that's what he's getting at there.
Must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite. It is the task of statesmanship to mold, to balance, and to integrate these and other forces, new and old, within the principles of our democratic system, ever aiming toward the supreme goals of our free society.
We don't need no stinking free society. We got big tech now, and we got Dr. Fauci. Did you hear what he said? We could become a captive of a scientific, technological elite. Does that describe Dr. Fauci? Does that describe big tech to a T? It's pretty amazing. You won't hear that too often, though, will you? Not around, not on CNN or MSNBC. 844-500-4242. I wanted to mention something here about the Biden plan for handing out billions of dollars to socially disadvantaged farmers, restaurateurs, and other business owners. In other words, no white people need apply. And there's a good column about it in the New York Post today. And Tucker Carlson had one of the farmers who's actually suing the federal government about this. And this is a guy. He has prosthetic limbs, and he's a farmer. He's from Wisconsin, Adam Faust, and he's got all kinds of diseases. But he has a dairy farm. He 70 head of cattle, and he's got 200 acres. But he still manages despite being disabled. But he's not going to be able to get a loan because he's a white man. And he was on with Tucker last night, cut 29.
Everything that we've all learned growing up is racism was wrong, and now all of a sudden the federal government seems to think that racism is acceptable in certain ways.
And Hannity had some people from Tennessee on talking about, I think it's the same thing, cut 37.
The government has basically said, okay, this is what we're doing, whether you like it or not. Because farmers throughout the years, that's what we've had to take, is they've made policies for us without even stepping foot on our farm, without even asking us anything. They're just making policies for us. Here you go. We're just going to make this happen for you and make our lives even worse or divide us even more like they're doing right now.
Okay, this is the American Rescue Plan. The money will start flowing in early June, provided all these business owners, including that farmer, don't have white skin. The American Rescue Plan, or as Biden sometimes calls it, the American Rescue Pan, define socially disadvantaged based on skin color and ancestry, not the hardships faced by an individual. Blacks, American Indians, Alaskan Natives, Hispanics, and Pacific Islanders are included. One group is excluded, whites. Adam Faust, the guy you just heard, was born with spina bifida and has two prosthetic legs. He manages to milk 70 cows a day and grow 200 acres worth of feed crops. He's in debt but doesn't qualify for forgiveness under the American Rescue Plan because of his skin color. This is by Betsy McCoy, the former lieutenant governor of New York. Last month, a Texas farmer who's the state's agricultural commissioner also sued. Like Faust, he argued that the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, the 14th Amendment, guarantees him equal treatment regardless of race. Here's it. In Texas, there's a cafe owner named Philip Greer. He lost $100,000 during the panic. He applied to the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. This is this offers restaurant owners up to $5 million per location to cover losses. But Greer is white, and the law says that for the first 21 days, funds are disbursed. Most white men have to go to the back of the line behind women, veterans, and socially and economically disadvantaged applicants. So in other words, this guy has to go to the back of the bus because he's white. Greer sued. Earlier this week, federal judge Reed O'Connor determined he is likely to succeed on the merits at trial and ordered the Small Business Administration to halt its discriminatory practices and consider Greer's application immediately. The judge pointed out the obvious that the fund's $29 billion will likely be distributed before Greer and other white male applicants made it to the front of the line. Citing Supreme Court precedent, O'Connor cautioned against giving, quote, government license to create a patchwork of racial preferences based on statistical generalizations. So they've also got another thing coming up. It's called the Justice for Black Farmers Act. Quote, to encourage a new generation of black farmers, unquote, at a cost of $100 billion. It would award 160 acres, a home mortgage, a loan for farming equipment, and agricultural training to 200,000 applicants over 10 years, setting them up to be farmers. The only qualification is to be black. No agricultural experience required. What could possibly go wrong? Betsy McCoy asks. It's a reckless abuse of taxpayer money to buy and give away 32 million acres based on one principle only, skin color. It's reparations by another name. Didn't they try this in Rhodesia? They when Rhodesia turned into Zimbabwe under Mugabe, and it was exporting agricultural products, and now it's a basket case. The public agrees with Chief Justice John Roberts that, quote, the way to stop discrimination on the basis of race is to stop discriminating on the basis of race, unquote. For now, the battle to defeat the anti-white provisions of Biden's American Rescue Plan will be fought in court. Fortunately, that's where the Constitution still matters. Well, if you get the right judge, Betsy, as you know, if you get an Obama judge or a Clinton judge, the Constitution doesn't matter nearly as much. 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how you doing? I've been standing next to my gun cabinets that I have at the house, and not one of them has assaulted me. And I'm still trying to figure out where this assault is. And they're all very well behaved. They are.
I know. It's so ridiculous, isn't it? Remember when they had the assault weapons ban? When was that, in 1993 or 1994? And they were just picking weapons out that looked scary, right? I mean, that's all they were doing. You know, they were just picking, they were putting them up as profiling them. And if they look scary to the average person or to the average person who doesn't know anything about guns, they put them on the list. It made no sense.
Exactly. I mean, I walked into a lot of gun stores down in New Jersey when I used to live down there.
Yeah.
And they'd have the M1s, M1 Garands, Springfields. These are all guns that your governor says you can't have.
Yeah.
I mean, but yet you could go into Pennsylvania and pick up the same thing in another store and just walk around with the damn thing, not even knowing if you got a clip in your pocket.
I know. And, I don't know what the exact numbers are, but I would say the vast majority of gun crimes are committed by people who don't have licenses to carry, who don't have permits, who took advantage of the, not the gun show loophole, but the street loophole, or the I'm breaking into somebody's house who's got some guns loophole, you know? But Chipman, like all these Democrats, is just talking, we have a problem with law-abiding gun owners, okay? So here it is, cut 19.
Is a law-abiding gun owner a threat to public safety, in your view?
Thank you for that question, Senator. If the term law-abiding means someone has lawfully possessed a gun, there are often occasions that person then goes on to commit a violent crime. If you're just saying characterize the majority of gun owners, the majority of gun owners are law-abiding.
I think that a good follow-up question, I don't know if Cornyn asked it or not, I rather doubt it, but would have been, so what percentage of the gun crimes are committed by people who have licenses to use those firearms? And I'm 100% sure Chipman couldn't have answered the question. And even if he had been able to answer the question, he would have just said, that's a good question, and I will enforce the laws as the new ATF boss. Because most gun crimes are committed by people who don't have licenses, obviously. 844-500-40. You think that shooting yesterday in George Floyd Square where the guy was, he wasn't killed, he was wounded, the victim. Do you think that was a licensed gun owner who shot him? I rather doubt it. 844-500-4242. Eden Pure has brought back the 3-pack for this week only. You can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-pack. You'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, your first floor, and your second floor, all in one purchase. Allergy season is here and is not ending anytime soon. If you suffer from all the pollen, then you need the Thunderstorm. With the 3-pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost you up to $600 for just one bulky unit. Go to EdenPure.com, click the radio banner, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPure.com, radio banner, code word Howie3. The 3-pack special is for this week only. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
Say what you will about him.
He's a common, ignorant slob. He don't even speak good English.
He doesn't even speak good English.
He's Howie Carr, and he's here to stay.
We still got cheap bastard deals at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. You can get a $50 gift certificate to Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire for just $25 while supplies last. $50 gift certificate to Fun Spot in Laconia for $25. It's the largest arcade in the world. 300 classic arcade games, 20 lane 10 pin candlepin bowling center, cash bingo, indoor mini golf, restaurant, tavern. Grace and I are going to be up there a week from Friday. Come on up and see us, or get the gift certificate for it's great for the kids from 8 to 80. And you can also get a $50 gift certificate for $25 to Living Water Campground in Twin Mountain, New Hampshire. That's north. That's up in the North Country, and right in the White Mountain area. And they got all kinds of it's on the river. sports and beauty for fishermen and camper alike. And it's just a great place. Living Water Campground, $25 for a $50 gift certificate, half price. So go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store if you want to get either of those. And we got other great deals too at the store. Cheap bastard deals. Eric, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eric.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I want to mention a few things, and one on race, human lives matter. They're putting up the Black Lives Matter, that's admirable, but human lives matter. Everybody is.
I know. I got a great call. I didn't read it yesterday. It's a great editorial from the Wall Street Journal, and it's asking the Supreme Court to take up the Harvard admissions case. The Asian American students have filed against Harvard and other schools for discriminating against the Asian Americans. And it's just outrageous. I mean, it's racist is what it is. And Harvard basically didn't deny it. And an Obama judge upheld Harvard's racism. And a century ago, Harvard discriminated against Jews because they only wanted a certain percentage of Jewish Americans in their class. And everyone denounces it today as horrible and racist. But yet now they're discriminating against Asians. It's the same thing they did a century ago to Jews, and it's okay. And all the libs are in it, 100%. 844-500-4242. Jake, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jake.
Good afternoon. Just stepping back a moment there. There is a technical definition for an assault weapon.
Yes.
It needs to fire a medium power cartridge. And the technical part is it needs to be capable of fully automatic function.
Mm-hmm.
The AR-15 is not an assault weapon because it is not capable of fully automatic function, and it was never intended to be when they designed it.
Well, the reason, Jake, you know the reason they want to get rid of the AR-15, it's the most popular rifle in America, right?
That's right.
So that's why they want to get rid of it. It's like they're like the camel that wants to put its nose under the tent. Once they get the nose under the tent, they just want to tip it over. That's why the NRA fights these things. The National Rifle Association, they fight any kind of so-called common sense gun law reforms, because they're not common sense. They want to take away people's firearms and. But by the way, we might as well play this cut anyway. We'll play a little bit of it anyway. Here's Chipman to Cruz talking about the AR-15 ban.
Mr. Chipman, a minute ago, Senator Whitehouse asked you if any of your views on guns are out of step with the majority of the American people. The AR-15 is one of, if not the most popular rifle in America. It's not a machine gun. It's a rifle. Your public position is that you want to ban AR-15s. Is that correct?
Senator, thank you for the question, and thank you for our visit yesterday and offering me a Dr. Pepper. It made me reminisce about my time in Central Texas. But now to your question. With respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as has been presented in a Senate bill. And supported by the president. The AR-15 is a gun. I was issued on ATF's SWAT team.
Yeah, it's a gun.
And it's a particularly lethal weapon. And regulating it as other particularly lethal weapons, I have advocated for. As ATF director, if I'm confirmed, I would simply enforce the laws on the books. And right now, there is no such ban on those guns.
So you want to...
Senator Carr votes no. I'm out. Yeah.